Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Made it to Friday. Let's get our hands up. Friday.
Yay!
May 29th, 2020 is the last Friday of this month. I say good riddance.
It's been This year has been, anyway.
This year has been, different. And, I want to start with a huge loss for the DMV. Radio personality Tony Rez, I'm talking Mr. 24/7, has passed away. A D.C. native, graduate of Howard University, prominent on the go-go scene. Rest in power.
That's a heartbreaking one. You know, I heard that this morning. I saw it this morning. I woke up to it. And those are the kind that just really break your heart. But what a great guy, man. What a great guy. Sending condolences to the family. We love you, Tony.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, as D.C. enters phase one of reopening today, I want to give a shout out to D.C.'s own Anwan Big G Glover. He's a part of a campaign.
Big G!
That's right. To remind everybody, just because we're opening up, you got to stay healthy. You got to wear your masks, all that good stuff. Founding member of the Backyard Band, of course, and an actor. He is encouraging everybody to stay vigilant. So you can expect to see these ads with Big G's handsome face on it on Metro soon.
Go ahead, G.
I know. And let's talk about D.C. reopening. Here's what you can do for phase one, because there's still a lot of restrictions. You're just not going to, you know, roll up to whatever, the city center today, this weekend, and just go to all... Right? Okay.
Nope.
So, outdoor seating for restaurants, barbers, hair salons, golf courses, and tennis courts.
They're open. Is that a sign?
I know how you like to get your golf on.
When the wealthy come out, can the sport people come out now?
Non-essential businesses may offer curbside pickup. No more than 10 people at gatherings. Also, Northern Virginia will open today, too. Prince George's, Montgomery County, you're opening up to phase one. Still a lot of restrictions on Monday. So coming up in the later hours, 4 o'clock hour, I want to talk about the protests that we're seeing play out in Minneapolis and other places, and a really disturbing tweet that President Trump floated today. We're going to talk about that. That deserves its own conversation, but I want you to know we're talking about that. And I want to end on a positive note. Congrats to D.C. Public Schools. You made it. Your year is over. Shout out to all the teachers out there in DCPS. I want to thank you for your commitment to
kids. That's right. And coming up in the 4 o'clock, how to wrap your mind around all this going on. It can be a drag. I think a lot of people are suffering from depression. We'll get into that with our special guest coming up on the 4 o'clock on WHUO.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUO.